This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, February 7th. Happy birthday to Jennifer Horn, who's not here because she's celebrating. I think that's very unfair. I think not to be the people. To, well, actually, you know what? That'd be contrary to what
she was here with us yesterday on her actual birthday.
That's right. Yes, right. And I spent an hour or so with her yesterday afternoon, and then she went to dinner. She said, well, Dougie, come to dinner with us. There's actually a nice picture that's floating around someplace of her with Daisy and me on her couch. Very sweet
Why
thing.
Why did we go to dinner?
Because by the time where they were eating was an hour and a half away, and I'd already gone an hour and a half to get there, and I'd just be getting home now. The circumstances, it takes forever to get over to that side of town, excuse me, during traffic times anyway. So that's the voice of Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is in the control room down in Washington. Victoria's in New Jersey. I'm in Los Angeles. People continue to talk about the coronavirus. I think, Victoria, if you could give us an update. Now I'm going to go through some of the myths and some of the facts that actually surround the coronavirus, the reality of the coronavirus itself versus the reality of what the news media and others are creating around this. The fellow who was the whistleblower, the fellow who first said, this is a problem, who was put in jail is now dead because he had the virus. And so he must have had really a whopping case. And what else? There were a lot of people who yesterday were talking about the Olympics because they're going to be held, what, in Japan, yeah?
Or Australia? Tokyo.
Tokyo, okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you want to fill this in, Victoria, from what you know?
Yeah, well, that doctor that you mentioned, he was pretty much hailed as a hero in the beginning of all of this because he is an ophthalmologist who works in one of the main hospitals. And he was only 34, but he was essentially, the police were following him and targeting him and trying to intimidate him because he was trying to warn his colleagues that this virus, it was like a SARS-like virus, that it was something really serious. And I'm not sure how he discovered the virus or how he contracted it, but to only be 34,
he died of the virus. I believe that he was eliminated by the Chinese government. I think that's what
case, then right now, I mean, I've been following the social media aspect of this, and this is an unprecedented outpour of Chinese citizens who are bashing the Chinese government for covering this up, for not confirming that this was, you know, for acting way too slow, for not confirming that this was as serious as it was. Now, more than 600 people have died in China. 31,420 people are known to have the virus. Most of that is about 31,000 of that number are on mainland China. They're the ones who have the disease. And it's up to 638 deaths. One death in the Philippines, one in Hong Kong so far, the rest all in China. And so he was interviewed from his hospital bed this week. And he had a respirator mask on, and obviously his health declined very quickly. And he actually spoke to CNN this week, so I don't know if they thought he was going to get better, but they announced his death early this morning, local time. At the time, he said to CNN that city officials were downplaying the outbreak, and he essentially just wanted everybody to be warned that this was something that really needed to, they really needed to take action. And so now people are staying up all night long, and people are tweeting things like, I knew you would post this in the middle of the night, meaning addressing the Chinese government. You think we've all gone to sleep, but no, we haven't. Another said, countless young people will mature overnight after today. The world is not as beautiful as we imagined. We are angry. If any of us is here who's fortunate enough to speak up for the public in the future, please make sure you do. And now China is admitting that they didn't handle all all of this the correct way in terms of acting quickly enough, but their National Superior Supervisory Commission, which is their anti-corruption agency, which is hilarious that they even have that, they said that they're sending a team to Wuhan to investigate this doctor's death in response to issues raised by the masses. So basically, they're going to go and appease or try to appease people. Yeah. They're also likening this to a time of war. Sun Chunlin, who is the China's vice premier, she said that there can be no deserters in a time of war. Those who desert will be nailed to the pillar of historical shame forever. So they're obviously trying to intimidate anyone who may try to speak out or may try to evacuate or leave the country, and China's on a serious lockdown. Now, the other angle of this that's kind of interesting is everyone else is reporting that they have people who are ill. There are two cruise ships off of Japan where people are being quarantined, yet North Korea is completely silent. And if you're wondering why North Korea is trending this morning, that's why. Why have we not heard of one single case of this virus happening in North Korea? Yeah. We don't know the answer for that, but maybe it's a lot worse.
Hey,
maybe
you do
it's
know
nothing.
The answer, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but it definitely, you know, I mean, I know you blast the news media all the time, but it seems in this case that this is a lot more serious than China originally said. They've tried to downplay this, but now the cat's out of the bag. This is just way more serious than anyone anticipated in the beginning, but I think this doctor may have known. And, you know, I don't know how you're 34 and you're a healthy doctor and all of a sudden you die from the flu. I guess it can happen, but
I don't think that's how he died, but that's me and my own thoughts about the Chinese and how you can trust them or not trust them. I don't trust them at all. I don't believe anything that comes out of there. The only thing that I do believe, not of what you said, but of what we are looking at facing, is the civil unrest in China. And how the government will deal with it. There is a burgeoning growth in people your age who are not, you know, they grew up in communism. The communist regime is 70 years old. So all the kids and everybody under 70 grew up in an atmosphere, and this is what they're used to. This is what they think is right to a point. Like we grew up in this country, and this is what we think is right. So now they're beginning to realize, because of the influence of the outside world, that they have been deprived of to a major point until fairly recently, that this isn't how it works. As there's disruption all over the world. In Iran, there's disruption because they don't like their leaders. In China, there's disruption. In Korea, it's got to sooner or later happen. All of these places that are holding people back. The good thing about the age of information is that this stuff gets, or the age of technology, if you will, this stuff is going to get around. There are too many people traveling outside of China because of the business contacts. And by the way, one of the major car manufacturers in South Korea has shut down. I think it's a Nissan plant that's shut down because they can't get parts from China because China shut down all their factories. China has shut down pretty much everything.
It's
internally.
Going to be a massive blow to their economy.
And, think about what it's going to do to our economy. Everybody's so damn dependent on buying that crap from China. Maybe this will be a wake-up call, in a manner of speaking. And speaking of wake-up calls, there are 10,000 people in America who have died of the flu just so far this year. Last year, there were 70, I think Ken told me, and he sent me the number last night. There are 74,000 or 78,000 people in America who died of a flu, whether it's, this flu, there are all kinds of flus.
Every year, right?
Yeah, it
pretty
does,
much
yeah.
Every season.
So
yeah.
We put this into, this is the fact that in some cases, whoever publishes this or prints this or wherever it came from, that the coronavirus is the most dangerous virus that exists, I don't know that you can actually back that up. How you would define danger, the common flu that changes every year, we know we have flu viruses that in some cases are never of any value because they're too late, or they don't know really what the flu is because the viruses change all the time. They incubate. They adjust to the bacteria is. People laugh about what's going to control the earth after the humans are gone. You laugh about bacteria, but the bacteria are very strong entities. So. Anyway, if you think you're going to die because you're diagnosed with the coronavirus, there so far 2% of the cases that have been reported have died. Most of the deaths were associated with immune systems that were weak. That's why I challenged this doctor business, and, you know, this guy wouldn't have had normally a weakened immune system. He was in the hospital. The Chinese control the hospitals. I'm telling you, he was Epstein'd, if you know what I mean. Let's see, what other things? Masks. I think having masks on is probably a smart idea. Wearing things that would protect you from, you know, just any flu or any virus, probably, especially if you travel a lot, or in public places, train stations, airports, bus stations, that sort of thing. I think the idea that there's a panic now, I don't know, I'm taking a deep breath here. I think we all need to take a deep breath because we become hysterical about this stuff. I mean, think about there's no real evidence this is the worst thing in the world. There's evidence that it's bad. I don't know, I don't believe everything that I read online for sure. A lot of misinformation. And so, anyway, let's just kind of, let's have some common sense attached to this and be aware, and we're going to be aware of the things that are not going to happen, like the Summer Olympics that you suggested, Victoria. There is certainly going to be a lot of people that will come from countries that are close by, like Australia, I think.
Hopefully, as flu season naturally, you know, kind of cycles every year, hopefully this virus, the coronavirus, will kind of go in the same way that once the weather gets warmer and there's more humidity in the air. Part of the reason that the winter time is worse for the flu is because when there's no humidity in the air, the germs can actually linger longer,
yeah,
and it's easier to transport from person to person. Also, because people stay indoors more, so they're trapped indoors more because they're cold. So the winter, that's why the flu always hits us in the winter. And I was actually watching a whole thing on the Weather Channel, which was really interesting. I didn't have any clue that humidity plays a huge part in this, and temperature, and because you always think of, I don't know, I've always thought of germs living in, like, warm, you know, wet kind of climates, and certain bacteria does, but for whatever reason, the flu bacteria thrives in a low to no humidity atmosphere. And so if you think about where we even have the cases in America, it stands to reason, you know, people, you know, we don't have these cases in warmer climates or more, you know, humid climates. It's really in very wintry conditions, dry, arid conditions. So, you know, hopefully all of this, as the seasons go on and as we get warmer weather moving in from spring, that this will kind of help eradicate this before the Olympics start to happen, because that would just be
a shame.
Yeah.
The numbers and what is going on, still something to keep ourselves aware of and to deal with some of the hysteria that follows coverage and information that may be half-truths. It's just one of those. To get your immune system tuned up. If you feel like you need to have a flu shot, okay. But eat the right things and make sure that you're balancing your life as much as anything else. So that's what I would suggest. I'm going to also suggest something that will make a lasting impression. Your best smile, because Valentine's Day is around the corner. You want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In 5 minutes, you'll be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile with Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, the all-natural teeth whitening system. All you have to do is swab your teeth and keep going. The Power Swabs swabs remove deep stains from inside the enamel, also help to rehydrate the enamel. A lot of people have sensitive teeth and gums. A lot of people have tried other systems. Nothing compares to Power Swabs. So here's what you do. You call 800-208-1797. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and save 40% plus $10, free shipping, all that good stuff. Here's a few days till Valentine's Day. Get a brand new smile. 800-208-1797.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let's go, girls.
You go, girls.
Come on.
Tonight, Twain.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
When you look at her category, or catalog, rather, excuse me, of music, most of the stuff that she's had that were really big hits, we all recognize. This is one of them, man. I Feel Like a Woman. Shania adding 14 more shows to her Las Vegas engagement for this year. Going to play a couple of dates in August and September and December at the Planet Hollywood Resort. Proud of her production. Shania Twain, Let's Go! The Las Vegas residency show is the follow-up to her 2012 to 2014 comeback residency. Shania, Still the One. That's another one of the great songs that she's recorded. She launched her residency in December of 2019 with a hits-heavy set list of high-tech production, which evokes Twain's late 90s glory years. I think she still has it, frankly. Hits like Any Man of Mine, Honey, I'm Home, That Don't Impress Me Much. I tossed in with her newer material. Songs like Swinging with My Eyes Closed. I don't know that song. Are we going to copy that?
I think that's a newer one from last year when she kind of made her comeback.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
I don't think I know that one either. Anyway, she says, quote, I'm a great audience member. She was behind the scenes in a rehearsal video. I know how I want the audience to feel. Her new dates include 5 in August, 3 in September, and 6 in December. Next run of Las Vegas shows begins on the 13th of next month. On Wednesday, she performed at the American Heart Association event during New York Fashion Week. And she's I think she's been smart at how she maintains her visibility and her popularity.
For a really long time, like 15 years, and then now she is back in such a major way. So good for her. I think it's great.
She's good. She's good. She's entertaining. It's good music. Yeah, she deserves that chance. Coming up to 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you and John Legend up next now. So I'm going to love you now. Like it's all he's rebranding himself as the King of Valentine's Day, which is kind of a reference to Mariah's Queen of Christmas.
He's the right guy to be the King of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, good guy. Legend is going to be setting out on the Bigger Love Tour, he announced this summer, for this summer. Announcement comes on the heels of his new song, Conversations in the Dark. Let's have a little of that.
things won't the same, you say.
He's at the piano when he's singing, isn't he?
Most of the time, yeah. I've seen him in concert, and he does a mix, but, yeah, most of the time he's at the piano.
Yeah. His latest tour kicks off in Dallas in August. He'll be visiting 25 cities. The tour will wrap up in late September in San Diego. Pre-sale tickets available today, no, wait a minute, next Monday, I think, right? From 10 a.m.
Yeah.
10 p.m., I think it is Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday and Wednesday? Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So
yep. Tickets on sale. Actually, Valentine's Day.
General public
stuff. 10 o'clock local time. He's yet to reveal if Conversations in the Dark, the song we're listening to, appeared on the episode of This Is Us, NBC's This Is Us, will lead to a new album, which would follow a legendary Christmas that came out a couple of years ago. It was very popular, very well done. He recently won his 11th Grammy for Higher with DJ Khaled and Nipsey Hussle, and then he performed at the Grammys with Khaled.
Khaled. DJ Khaled. Yeah, because there's also a Khalid. I know it's confusing,
yeah, there
but there's
is
an R&B singer who's Khalid, and this
it's spelled
is DJ
the same
Khaled.
Way.
No, it's a one-letter difference, but yeah.
Anyway, so that's the John Legend story. He deserves all the accolades. I think he's a fabulous talent, frankly. I quite like him myself. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria with our Jen today.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 3 days of counting, 100% of the Iowa caucus results are finally in. Senator Bernie Sanders declares victory.
When 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
The results show Pete Buttigieg a fraction of a percent ahead of Sanders. Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg says it's time to move on.
Senator Sanders clearly had a great night, too, and I congratulate him and his supporters. We're in New Hampshire now. We got to look ahead.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency. Heavy rain and extreme flooding continue to plague the southeast. So far, at least 4 people have been killed by the storms. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's Friday, February the 7th, end of the first week of the second month of 2020. You're celebrating it here with all of us, well, most of us, two-thirds of us on the DJV program. Jennifer's celebrating her birthday today. Meanwhile, Victoria is on the watch, and so is Kara Schillen in our studio in Washington. A lot of things, I say a lot, I say frequently that we come back in to our conversations here with sort of the same note, sort of a universal observation of what's going on. And sometimes people say, well, why didn't you talk about this or why didn't you talk about that? Sometimes I choose not to talk about some things, and other times we just don't have time because there's a free flow of ideas, and I don't control what Victoria says or what Jennifer says. I just, or Kara says, I want to have people who love to express themselves and do a good job of it. I want them to really love their job and love their life and feel good about what they're saying. Whether we agree or not isn't the important thing. It's whether we have a full sort of an overview of what's going on. And thus, the continuing focus, Jennifer's not here, but I do want to spend a minute or two on the chairman of the Democratic National Committee calling for a re-canvass of the caucuses, which basically for me points out how ridiculous the situation is in the first place. And having this stuff go on like this, it may have been, some people used to refer to it as the core of our democracy, but now it's the core of our, it's the bane of our existence because there's too much technology and they don't know what to do with it. So with the old way of counting people's noses and writing it down on a piece of paper, That's gone. Everybody's proud of me. Let's be sophisticated.
But even the old way of people standing in a corner, there are a lot of people calling for Iowa to no longer to lose its quote-unquote power as, you know, the first caucus.
Yep, yep.
And Kara and I were just talking about this off the air. Up until this actual Iowa caucus this year, I never really paid much attention to it. I always knew Iowa was the big first important state. But I never really knew the intricacies of how a caucus actually works. Mm-hmm. And when I found out, I think it's just stupid and so archaic, and it doesn't even represent, if you think about it, it's like, you know, a couple hundred people, maybe 1,000 people standing around in a room. And then in this case, the reason that the DNC wants to now investigate this and do a re-canvass is because the numbers from the first vote...
They don't like them.
...are supposed... Well, no, but... Well, maybe, I don't know. But specifically what happened with the numbers is the numbers are supposed to go down. But the numbers went up from round one to round two. Now, think about, you know, you can be in a spelling bee and they get that right. You know, it's like when anyone goes from round one to round two... The numbers are supposed to go down. But in certain cases, in different locations, the numbers either stayed the same or they went up, meaning new people were allowed in to then pick who they wanted to vote for. It's a mess. And then you add in the technological stuff with the app, and that was a disaster. And some people maybe didn't write down on paper who their choice was. In some places they did, so now they have to go back through the DNC wants to recount all of the paper ballots, too. It's a mess. It's just, ugh.
It sure is.
It's a disaster.
And so it'd be interesting to see how this flows. But people are getting wise to the way the Democrats are running things, or at least the people at the top of the heap, those who are in charge. It's pretty obvious they're trying to KO whatever Bernie Sanders game. But he's
you know, on the RNC side, too, talk to Joe Walsh and talk to, or is it Jim Walsh? What's his name?
Right. Joe Walsh, and it's also
Bill Weld.
Yeah,
you know they're not even allowed. And I think isn't there a third candidate too on the Republican side who's been protesting this because they won't even let him debate or be on a ballot? But it's on both sides.
It speaks to it. And if you think about the way some of the talk radio programs and the hosts are dealing with this, the mocking of those people who have every right and. And frankly, the Republicans do better to have some choices one way or another. The mocking, the disrespect, it just is very troubling. And I mean, you can look at that on both sides when it comes to the acquittal, the yakking back and forth. It's inane, frankly. The people taking shots at Romney. You know, he was a good governor when he was in Massachusetts. He was okay. He got along with the Democrats. So now people say, he's nothing but a liberal. What do you know about what a liberal really is or what that word means? I thought it was interesting. Mitch McConnell said, don't dare do this again. I thought that was, and I said yesterday, I thought they probably would be dumb enough to do it again. They're just dumb. So the process is really lacking. We're imperfect beings. We expect perfection, and you don't have perfection. I remember once when I was doing a more political program, the Good Day Show, in the morning, I went to Iowa one year. I've been in New Hampshire several times for the primaries. I mean, the most recent one was probably 5 years ago. I know when it was. And the last time I was there was when Trump was running in 2016. When was the election? 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been the last time I did a political. Well, you weren't here yet, I don't think, Victoria.
Yeah, I was here.
Were you there when I went there? Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway.
Well, I don't remember you going to Iowa. Actually, I don't. So
no,
maybe that was
I didn't go to Iowa.
Before?
No, that was Iowa. I went to a good deal before. I have three or four stations, and I think it was
Didn't you go to New Hampshire that year?
I did go to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I remember you being in New Hampshire, but not Iowa. Yeah.
And it's sort of interesting. But after a while, it becomes the same old, same old. And in Iowa, I did go there, I think about 8, maybe 9 years ago. I don't know when it would have been. It would have been at least 8 years ago. It would have been before the last election. I have 4 or 5 minute stations just gone on in Des Moines carrying us. So I went there, and I've been to Iowa a number of times. I had a great time visiting the station in Boone, Iowa, 1 year. It was a lot of fun. All right, let's update the Kobe funeral plans, Victoria. What's the story?
Yeah, so we're expecting an announcement either from the city of Los Angeles or the Lakers organization. I don't know that Vanessa Bryant will be making this announcement personally. Herself, she'll probably link to it on her social media. But a public memorial will be held at the Staples Center. It will be televised. And it will be held on February 24th. Now, that may seem like an odd date, but the date has great significance of 224. Number 2 was Gigi's number. Number 24, of course, was Kobe's number, and that's why they chose that date. So that will be a chance for the public to be able to say, you know, pay their last respects. And a separate funeral is in the works as well in the city of Los Angeles. That will not probably be televised. Maybe you'll see it on some local stations. But the one that everyone across the country and around the world, really, people who loved Kobe will be anxious to have that closure moment. And you can imagine, you know, that the Staples Center has certainly been home to, I think that, wasn't that where Michael Jackson's funeral was?
Yep. And, yep.
And I think Aretha. No, Aretha was in Detroit.
No.
But this is like we're used to these sort of, and Whitney Houston's was public too. We're now used to these very public, large scale funerals for when cultural icons pass away, and so Kobe is no different, and that will be on the 24th.
All right. So along with that, there's always controversy. Gayle King, one of the morning hosts on the CBS Morning News, has been criticized for her. What was described by some as out of context questions she had, where she was talking to Lisa Leslie, who's a basketball icon, right? And the allegations that were leveled against Kobe Bryant back in 2003. Apparently, the folks at CBS even took a shot at her. Her bosses weren't happy about it. And so she's now taking a shot at them.
Yeah, well, I guess she's upset about how they promoted it because, I don't know, it kind of seems like they were just trying to make headlines by having a Kobe thing because I guess the rest of the interview wasn't about that, but they promoted the one part of the interview that was her asking, and she had said herself, well, if I saw the clip of the interview and thought that's all there was to it without any context, I'd be angry too.
Yeah.
So
it happens all the time. People take things out of context. Yep, really does. As is the case, by the way, of Rush Limbaugh, his getting, I have maintained all week long, whether you like him or you don't, whether you are annoyed at some of the things, he's made plenty of derogatory comments over his 31 years doing that program and other shows that he did in Sacramento before and Kansas City before he got the national spotlight. Nobody who is going to be that well known, if you will, is going to have no controversy in their closet. It just, that's the, you know, you don't, unfortunately, you don't get to be where he is by being Casper Milquetoast. One of the reasons that I haven't been in that league is because I don't choose to conduct myself that way on the air, but that's my choice.
Whatever. You also don't think those things or say those things behind closed doors either.
No.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, like to say outrageous things. Some people actually feel that way. And, you know, you can say that I actually think that there are plenty of people who have conducted themselves for many, many years in the public eye without any type of negative scandal like that. We just don't hear about it. We only
hear
the negative stuff.
Mr. Rogers would be a good
example. Well, he's certainly one, but a lot of people
didn't
have.
Didn't Mr. Rogers get before he died, excuse me, didn't he get the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
I think he did.
I don't know. I hope he did. He certainly deserved it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. So anyway, that's a couple of things, putting a lid on some things and just continuing to spread. There's a virus that's attached to these things that isn't the same kind of virus that's the coronavirus, but still the hatred, the anger on both sides, man, something's got to be done about that. And I think we're coming to the apex of that, frankly. I really feel that for a lot of different reasons that I will continue to visit as I move ourselves through all of ourselves through the year. Today is National Wear Red Day. Jennifer, when I went over to visit her yesterday at her office, had a beautiful red dress on, and that was because it was her birthday. But there are a lot of people paying attention to cancer rates and heart disease because it's the number one killer of women, heart diseases. National Wear Red Day, which is held every year on the first Friday in February. Women all over the country wearing red. You ladies have on red right now, raising awareness.
Not
of
pajamas,
women's
but I'm raising awareness for my dog. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been out in the public yet, but.
What about you, Kara? You got any red on?
I actually have zero red on today. I've got a lot of black and white. I didn't realize.
You got those red shoes, though, that you were wearing when I saw you there.
Yeah, I'll have to wear them later today.
Right, exactly. American Heart Association hopes to be asking women, and I think, man, everybody should be able to or thinking about wearing. Now that I am reminded this is that day, I'll wear some red today. I got some red socks that people always give me a little of the old 1-2 about. They're kind of cool, though. I like red
socks. Not as cool as your cow socks.
No, they aren't. That's very true. Anyway, some would say this is a very powerful color. It's important on this day, maybe through this month. Bring attention to heart disease. It is the number one killer of women. Almost 600,000 women a year die of heart disease. That's about 400,000 men. So look at the numbers. Yeah. And people say, why is that? I ask Dr. Kent Kronhaus that all the time because he's a cardiologist, very much a part of this program. And he says, yeah, it's just the fact that women's lives are different. They've changed and they're living. So the fact that they have exceeded the number of male deaths really is something that's kind of tragic. Actually, because, when you get right
and a lot of times
it.
Women ignore the symptoms, they ignore signs because they're busy taking care of their families and careers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we think of heart attacks as really something that men suffer from, and that is still mostly true, but heart disease can lead to heart attacks, and that's why women really need to educate themselves and know what to look out for, and that annual physicals, checkups with your cardiologist.
Gotta have a physical every
year. It's so important.
And, men and women.
Yes. I just read something this week that heart attacks for women are on the rise. Women under 54 are on the rise, which is just really nuts.
Well, if
you
look at women and the men and women, the way we're eating and how obese we are, I told you when I saw that
part of it,
documentary
it really
of the Chinese factory going into Dayton and the difference between the physicality of the Chinese and the physicality of Americans. Every one of the Americans that worked in this plant, and there were thousands of them, were overweight. Every one I saw, every single one of them in this video, were grossly overweight. I don't understand what people are thinking. How do you not know what toll that's going to take on your body unless you don't give a damn? Maybe that's it. All right, what do we have on television tonight that you think would be worthwhile, Victoria? Anything cool other than the usual CBS stuff?
Well, actually, I was going to say CBS. CBS tonight has season 4, episode 1 of MacGyver. So MacGyver's back for a brand new season. People like that. That's on at 8 p.m. on CBS. That's followed by a brand new episode of Hawaii 5-0 at 9. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to watch some fireworks, like some real political fireworks, I would direct you to Real Time with Bill Maher tonight, where he will have Steve Bannon on, which will be really interesting, along with journalist Ezra Klein. They're the interview guests. The panelists will include Fareed Zakaria, former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, and political analyst Sarah Isger. So that looks like that's the place to be if you're into political stuff on a Friday night. That's HBO, 10 p.m.
If you're into your credit card debts big time and you're wondering how you're going to pay them off, maybe there's some help that you didn't realize was there. If you haven't heard me talk about the credit card debt hotline, please call 800-560-6760 now while you're thinking about it, because there are operators there all day and all night. Reduce your payments. Have a little less stress in your life. Call for free advice, 800-560-6760. Consultations can be had right now. 800-560-6760. 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The latest in the world of technology, we actually, at the end of the week, go through the top five stories from the world of technology, and that's what we're all about here right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. To go from number five to number one, at number five, Victoria, the new emoji designs that are going to be available pretty soon, and they're kind of a little out there, some of them, yeah?
Yeah, well, people who love to use emojis every year look forward to the Unicode Consortium. That's the nonprofit organization that sets the standards for emoji compatibility, and they release all the new symbols. So every year, people who love to use emojis, which is pretty much everyone, they like to see what's going to be hitting our smartphones pretty soon. So there are 117 new pictograms this year. They'll be rolled out, depending on what your carrier is, your cell phone carrier. They'll probably hit your phone at a different time, but it will be later this year. So there's some new things, lots of gender-neutral items this year. It's much more gender-inclusive. There's new symbols that are going to expand on the existing ones. So now that, you know, we have a gender-neutral Santa Claus and a bottle-feeding parent and women wearing tuxedos and the transgender flag. And so there's a whole lot of stuff that's out there. Some of the new ones, there's the dodo and the woolly mammoth, both extinct animals. I don't know what or how anyone would incorporate that into a conversation, but okay. Bubble tea, which has become, it started in Japan and has become just super popular as a drink around the world. Then there's an anatomical heart and lung, and so instead of just the heart symbol, we're actually going to start getting some organs in there. Again, sure, not really sure how I would incorporate that into conversations, but hey. And so this will all hit Google, Microsoft, and Apple. They've all been accepted, and we'll start to see this within rollout probably towards the end of the summer.
All right, next up, food delivery apps that are being bad girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's really a word of caution. If you use Postmates, Seamless, Grubhub, DoorDash, which so many people do, you have to really be careful now because they've been offering food from restaurants without their permission, meaning that the restaurants don't allow takeout or delivery of their food items, yet these places, these apps are actually saying, yeah, you can order from this restaurant, no problem, we'll pick it up for you. And in many cases, people are ordering food, then they're waiting an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, then they call the restaurant directly to say, hey, where's my order? And they find out it doesn't exist. So just be very cautious. If you're hungry, and this has happened to me, this has happened to a lot of people I know, just be really careful. Double check the restaurant's website first before ordering from an app and make sure that they actually even do takeout.
Yep. All right. Number three, a couple of stories this week about apps. This is this is a good one, I guess, in a manner of speaking, right? Would
yep.
you say?
Yeah, this is an app that's getting a lot of buzz. It already has more than 10,000 signups in the States. It's called Free Trial Surfing. The concept, very simple. How many times have we all been stuck? You do a Hulu trial for 7 days. You do a meal delivery service for 7 days. Whatever it is, HBO, Netflix. You do the 7-day trial, you forget to cancel it before that 7 days is up, and then you get hit with the full price bill the next month. A lot of people go through this, and we just sort of forget to go in and cancel. You end up losing a lot of money. So this app, Free Trial Surfing, has a dummy credit card and personal details with a bank. So you go through the app, you sign up for whatever free trial you want, and then, because it's a dummy credit card that is half legit, it goes through, it gets processed through the system, and then when they try to charge you, the card is blocked from making other purchases. It's kind of genius. This is from 22-year-old Joshua Browder. He's a Stanford student, and he also developed another app that is called the Do Not Pay app, which is a robot legal service that helps fight parking fines and bank charges. It's been very successful. So within that app, you'll find the new free trial surfing app, and a lot of people seem to like it.
All right, number two this week, moving up toward number one, texting and how dangerous it is.
Yeah, texting while walking. We know that it's annoying, but now science is saying it's also dangerous. Using your phone as you walk is more likely to cause an accident than taking a call or listening to music. According to the new research, texting was associated with a higher rate of near misses and failures to look left and right when crossing a road. And by comparison, they say talking on the phone was associated with only a small increase of risk, and listening to music had no notable impact. So texting and walking, not good. 270,000 pedestrians die every year globally. Most of them now because they're texting and walking. They're not. That's a fifth of all road traffic deaths. It's crazy.
That dumb. Number one. This week, the alarm, ding dong, hello,
this
it's time to get up.
This is when I am practicing what I am preaching. I have set my alarm to a new melodic alarm, and I have to tell you, it really helps you wake up better than a jarring beep, beep, beep. So if you want to have a better, more productive morning by as many as 4 hours of better alertness and less grogginess, switch your alarm to a much more soothing sound and wake up in a nice, gentle way.
All right, that's the practical side of all of this, and Victoria's nothing if she isn't practical. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.